Most people respond to pain by moving less and cutting down on their activities. This is perfectly normal. In fact, you could say that it's desirable, because it means you're less likely to do further damage. It gives the body time to heal, though even quite early on, some degree of movement can actually help with healing. But healing processes are normally complete within a matter of weeks, so avoiding activity after that does not help. In fact, it actually becomes unhelpful because it reduces overall fitness. It can even lead to more pain. In back pain, for example, inactivity can mean that the muscles supporting the spinal column become weaker, and so the spine gets less support. Moving less and being less active also means you're less likely to be enjoying things that you previously enjoyed. You're more likely to be fed up, bored, or lonely. This is what frequently happens in chronic pain. If you think for a moment how chronic pain has affected your activities and movements, you can probably see some examples of this. You may lie down or sit down much more than you did before the pain. You're less likely to take part in any kind of sport or social activity. You may have had to change your job or even stop work because of the pain. Like many people who know what severe pain really means, you may be genuinely fearful of becoming more active. If you were to record your activities over a typical week, and this is worth doing, you might observe another pattern that's often reported by people with chronic pain. Because your pain level goes up and down, and also because other people may put pressure on you, or you put pressure on yourself, you end up in a kind of yo-yo situation. You push yourself too much, and then find that your pain has become severe again. So you have to slow down or stop, and then after a while you begin to push yourself once again, and you do too much, and so on. Whether your pattern is like this, or one where you are inactive much of the time, it means the same thing, the pain is controlling you. The way forward involves you gently taking more control of your own activities and your own body. You need to begin reversing the damage that chronic pain has done to your physical health and to your lifestyle. It's a good idea to get professional advice, particularly if you have a known medical condition. In general, however, you should exercise gradually and gently, prepared to tolerate small and temporary rises in the level of pain, but not pushing yourself too far. Exercises that involve fast, jerky movements should be avoided. Start off slowly, with just a few simple exercises to stretch tight muscles, improve your range of movement and your balance. Some people think of treadmills, aerobics and weightlifting when they think of exercise, but that's not what's intended here. You might simply try reaching forward with your arms for 5 or 10 seconds and then stretch them out to the side. You could sit on a chair and raise each leg off the ground for a few seconds at a time. You might try standing on each leg in turn, touching a wall if at first you need help to balance. Concentrate on movements and positions that gently stretch and don't just exercise one part of your body. Remember that useful exercises can be done whether you're standing, sitting or lying down. In fact, if you do exercises in all three positions, this will add some variety and benefit more parts of your body. There's no need to try anything fancy. Just concentrate on the sorts of movements you are probably able to do quite easily before the pain. To begin with, spend just a few minutes a couple of times a day, then slowly increase the range of exercises and the time you spend. The use of words like gradually and slowly is very deliberate. You may well have to settle for very limited movements and very slow progress, particularly in the early stages. But in time, when you've become more flexible and active, you may be able to set yourself bigger goals, perhaps walking more or swimming. Always take one small step at a time. If you can only just manage the walk from your chair to the toilet, your first goal might be to walk to the front door. The next step, and it could be some days later, might be to walk in the garden. Keep reminding yourself that however small the step, it's a step forward towards better health and a better life, and it means you are more in control rather than the pain. As you have probably discovered, with chronic pain, pacing yourself is very important, but not always an easy thing to do. Pacing means balancing your activities and your rest periods so that you don't overdo either of them. It's better to do half a job in one day and the other half the next, rather than push yourself to the limit on one day, but then find that you need a week to recover before you're able to finish it. Most people can get on with their normal daily routines with little chance of overdoing things. But with chronic pain, people can easily get caught out. So it can be a good idea to deliberately time how long you can spend on particular activities before the pain becomes more of a problem, and then learn to take a break within that time period. It may sound an obvious thing, and some people may think it's an easy thing to do, but it can take time and effort to pace your activities successfully. A pain management team can normally give guidance on pacing, and it's covered in several self-help books as well. However carefully and positively you work to exercise and to pace your activities, there will always be good and bad days, and it's a good idea to be prepared for the bad days. You may experience setbacks or even unexpected flare-ups when you're stopped in your tracks by the pain. The first rule is don't panic and don't let yourself think, I'm back to square one. It's all been a waste of time and effort. Think of it as a temporary event. Even severe flare-ups don't last. If you know what led to it, you can learn from the experience and hopefully reduce the chances of similar episodes in the future. But unless you know that you caused the flare-up by trying something that was definitely unwise, don't necessarily decide, I'm never doing that again. It might be better to think, next time I try that, I'll do it more gradually. On the other hand, if you don't really know what caused it, don't blame it on something you did when it may have been your pain system acting up again. Make use of the breathing and relaxation strategies outlined in the later tracks of this recording, and keep calm, stay positive. If you do experience a flare-up, you may want or need to rest for a while, but then you need to begin the gradual process of getting mobile once again. It won't be easy at first, but the good work you've done to improve your health and fitness will not have been wasted.